Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Friday, May 21st, 2010. We're Stephen and Brooksine Weber. Today we want to hopefully bring you a message that will indeed encourage, challenge, and instruct in the Scriptures. Today's message is titled, Jars of Clay. The Scripture text is 2 Corinthians 4, verse 7.
But we have this treasure in jars of clay, to show that this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us.
The planting season in our area is fully underway, and Brooksine is sowing seeds, potting flowers, transplanting, and doing all the things busy gardeners do in the late spring, including the dreaded job of weeding. In fact, she did that this morning already. As I take a look out the window of our office, I see pots of all sizes and colors made of plastic, metal, porcelain, and clay, and actually wood as well. We have that wood planter now. The vast majority of her pots are plastic now, but she still uses clay pots. In fact, we prefer them. Clay pots have certain advantages over plastic pots and also have the authentic appearance of clay in this era when the artificial often replaces the authentic. Clay pots are, of course, mostly composed of clay minerals taken directly from the ground itself.
Well, today's verse uses a very powerful image in describing our physical bodies. And I quote again, "We have this treasure in jars of clay." The treasure spoken of in this context is the knowledge of Christ and of the ministry of the gospel of life. Incredibly, God stores this divine treasure in jars of clay. The King James says earthen vessels. What an interesting description of the outer man formed from the dust of the ground. The image is that of frailty and temporality. God often allows the vessel to be chipped and broken, that the excellency of the treasure contained and of the power which that treasure has may be all his. Later in the chapter, Paul expresses assurance that, and I quote, "Though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day." And that's 2 Corinthians 4:16.
Well, I'm sure blessed by the phrase that follows, "to show this all-surpassing power." Consider God's steady, dependable, and ever-adequate power. It never wanes, and it's not in short supply. It is always adequate and sufficient for any critical situation we may face. The power is from God and not from us. Let us rejoice in God's marvelous provision of all-surpassing power released in our lives today. Peter writes in his book, 2 Peter 1, verse 3, "His divine power has given us everything we need for life and godliness through our knowledge of Him who called us by His own glory and goodness." Even though there may be shortages and interruptions of electrical power and other sources of the world's power, we can be assured that God's power is all-surpassing, far exceeds that of any earthly power. What a joy and peace today to rest in His all-powerful love and care. Remember this important truth today, fellow believer. In regard to whatever you are going through or dealing with, God is at work in the lives of believers all around the world to advance His glory, for the grace that is reaching more and more people is causing thanksgiving to overflow to the glory of God. May He work His power in each of our lives today, in these jars of clay.
Let's pray. Father, it is an irrefutable spiritual truth that the human spirit is renewed and empowered day by day because Christ has chosen to store His treasure within us, His earthen jars of clay. It is because this treasure is stored within us that we do not lose hope or give up our faith when adversity strikes. Instead, we show that this all-surpassing gift is from You and not of our own origin. We are more than conquerors through Christ who loves us, empowers us, and sustains us. Praise be to God. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for joining us today for our podcast. We are on the web and post these messages each weekday morning and archive them as well at dailyencouragement.net. We also have some photos to share. You may find it interesting. We see scenes that many of you just do not see due to the plain people that live in our area. And yesterday we came up behind an Amish or a Mennonite pickup. There are an order of old order Mennonites that still use horse and buggy as well. And three kids, oh, just like teenagers when we were younger, sitting up against the back of the cat. Now, these are younger kids, I think, coming home from school. We also have some music we suggest today, or some video resources, actually. And you can click on those, as well as some other photos from our particular part of the world that we live in. Well, may God give you grace today to stay faithful and to be those jars of clay as God has ordained. Thank you.